are very careful. People are robbed of one thing by ill health and of another thing by illness in the family, at one time private, at another public. Business absorbs the attention, and all the while, sleep shares our lives with us. Out of this time, so short and swift, that carries us away in its flight, of what avail is it to spend the greater part on useless things? Besides, our minds are accustomed to entertain rather than to cure themselves, to make an aesthetic pleasure out of philosophy, when philosophy should really be a remedy. What the distinction is between wisdom and being wise, I do not know. But I do know that it makes no difference to me whether I know such matters or am ignorant of them. Tell me, when I have found out the difference between wisdom and being wise, shall I be wise? Why, then, do you occupy me with the words rather than with the works of wisdom? Make me braver. Make me calmer. Make me the equal of fortune. Make me her superior. And I can be her superior if I apply to this end everything that I learn. Farewell. Letter 118. On the Vanity of Place-Seeking. You have been demanding more frequent letters from me, but if we compare the accounts, you will not be on the credit side. We had indeed made the arrangement that your part came first, that you should write the first letters, and that I should answer. However, I shall not be disagreeable. I know that it is safe to trust you, so I shall pay in advance, and yet not do as the eloquent Cicero bids Atticus do. Even if you have nothing to say, write whatever enters your head. For there will always be something for me to write about, even omitting all the kinds of news with which Cicero fills his correspondence. What candidate is in difficulties? Who is striving on borrowed resources? And who on his own? Who is a candidate for the consulship relying on Caesar or on Pompey or on his own strongbox? What a merciless usurer is Caecilius, out of whom his friends cannot screw a penny for less than 1% each month. But it is preferable to deal with one's own ills rather than with another's, to sift oneself and see for how many vain things one is a candidate and cast a vote for none of them. This, my dear Lucilius, is a noble thing. This brings peace and freedom, to canvass for nothing, and to pass by all the elections of fortune. How can you call it enjoyable when the tribes are called together and the candidates are making offerings in their favorite temples, some of them promising money gifts and others doing business by means of an agent, or wearing down their hands with the kisses of those to whom they will refuse the least finger touch after being elected, when all are excitedly awaiting the announcement of the herald, do you call it enjoyable, I say, to stand idle and look on at this vanity fair without either buying or selling? How much greater joy does one feel who looks without concern, not merely upon the election of a praetor or of a council, but upon that great struggle in which some are seeking yearly honors and others permanent power, and others the triumph and the prosperous outcome of war, and others riches, or marriage and offspring, or the welfare of themselves and their relatives. What a great-souled action it is to be the only person who is canvassing for nothing, offering prayers to no man, and saying, Fortune, I have nothing to do with you. I am not at your service. I know that men like Cato are spurned by you, and men like Vatinius made by you. I ask no favors. This is the way to reduce fortune to the ranks. These, then, are the things about which we may write in turn, and this is the ever-fresh material which we may dig out as we scan the restless multitudes of men who, in order to attain something ruinous, struggle on through evil to evil, and seek that which they must presently shun, or even find surfeiting. For who was ever satisfied, after attainment, with that which loomed up large, as he prayed for it? Happiness is not, as men think, a greedy thing. It is a lowly thing. For that reason, it never gluts a man's desire. You deem lofty the objects you seek, because you are on a low level, and hence far away from them. But they are mean in the sight of him who has reached them, and I am very much mistaken if he does not desire to climb still higher. That which you regard as the top